102.
The Love Connection.
The Love Connection indeed. Michelle, thanks so much for joining us. Welcome. I know it's a public holiday, making time for us. I really appreciate it. Hope you're well.
Very well, thank you, Thabo. It's my pleasure to be here, and thanks for inviting me.
We won't keep you for long at all. We want you to go back and enjoy what's left of the holiday. But going straight to the issues right now, Michelle, these traumas, what are we talking about wherein they find resonance in their current relationships? Do you want to give us examples of those, and how do they manifest themselves?
So just to be clear, Thabo, you're asking about traumas in relationships.
Yes, yes. In a way, wherein I suffered various traumas in the past relationship, and in my current relationship, my partner is on the receiving end of the bitterness of the trauma that I'm suffering.
Right.
Yeah, in a way where I am making them pay for the pains that I inherited from the previous relationship. Is that rampant? Does it happen?
It's very common, and more so than we would want, and Thabo. And often what I say to my clients is, hurt people hurt people. So when we've experienced hurt or possibly betrayal and some kind of psychological wounding in a relationship, generally, unless we've taken time to process that and work through that and get to a place of forgiveness and healing, we will perpetuate it in our future relationships, because we go into our next relationships almost carrying excess baggage that hasn't been processed, which starts to complicate the next relationship, and we start looking for things in that next relationship so that we don't get hurt again. So we almost perpetuate the cycle by being different because we're so sensitive to injury.
And in that way, we may be missing out on an opportunity to truly be loved and love meaningfully and experience the joy of a relationship, because we are holding on very tightly to the past hurts.
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, as I said, it's very normal to almost want to protect ourselves from that hurt. So the way that we protect ourselves from that hurt is that we close off our hearts a bit. We put our hearts in a bit of a cage, and we are more reluctant to actually open up that cage and give of ourselves fully, because we hurt and we're feeling a bit vulnerable. So we hold back, and maybe we don't give love as freely. And that also means that we might not receive love as freely. And that might also have implications in terms of our ability to trust our partner that we're with now, because there's been some kind of history around betrayal of trust, or somebody who has hurt you in a different way, who has perhaps been very negative and very critical. So we have that experience, then it's like, I really don't want that to happen again. So if it does show up, I need to really, you know, assertively step on it, and that's going to have an impact on our present relationship. And they're thinking, like, where is this coming from? But it really is, because we are, it's a carryover from our previous hurt.
Michelle, how do I know that I am carrying this pain and I am giving it to my partner? Because it could be that in my mind, I'm trying to be defensive and I'm dismissing it and justifying it. And so how do I know that I am the one with the problem, carrying these blades that are cutting both me and the one that I claim to love?
Well, Thabo, I think what's really important here, because you're in a relationship, that you're going to, in part, rely on the feedback from your partner. So a classic sign is when you seem to overreact to a behavior or to a gesture or a word from your partner, that there's just an intensity of emotion, and your partner's saying, like, I have no idea where this is coming from. It seems like out of proportion relative to what I did or what I said. So because we're in relationship all the time, we need to be open to hearing feedback about our behavior and to really hear where it's coming from, and understanding that the reason for that feedback is to provide insight and understanding and healing. So we need our partners to give us feedback.
And at times we need to decipher whether that feedback is not an attack and it's genuine, so that we do not necessarily dismiss it. And then, Michelle, what if I'm on the other side? If I'm on the receiving end of that pain and trauma, how do I approach my partner to tell them that actually what you're doing may come from your past and it's hurting me? How do I do that in a meaningful and impactful way?
Great question. And I loved what you said, Thabo. And what you said is, how do you approach your partner? So that's number one. You do approach your partner. That you do so in what I call a soft startup. You can say, I'd really like to have a conversation with you so that you can hear something that I'm sitting with. And I'd really like you to be open to hearing what I'm seeing. And then you check, is it a good time to talk? Would you be open for that? And a lot of what I do with my couples is that when, for instance, you ask your partner to listen, in order for that partner to be open to listening, they almost have to park their reality, how they see things. Because in any relationship, there are two realities. So you're asking them to visit you in your world. And that's a hard thing to do because they have to park what they're thinking and feeling in order to be open to hearing what you're saying. And then you say it in as gentle and in as clear ways as possible. So it would be things like the basic rule of communication instead of, you do this and all the finger pointing and the blaming. It's, I feel hurt or I feel concerned or I feel irritated or whatever it is. So use I language in order for them to understand just exactly what's happening for you.
Michelle, how do I make sure that I do not pass on that poison to my current partner from my previous partner? The filter that I could have for myself. What do I do? Which mirror do I look into to make sure that I don't pass that poison over?
Yeah, great question. So I think what I do want to bring up here, Thabo, is that it's not just the poison from a past partner. We need to look in all our rearview mirrors. So in all the relationships that we've had, even going back to the relationships that we lived in terms of the families that we grew up in, because we all carry what I call some kind of wounding or some kind of unmet need, even from our family of origin. So sometimes our parents were not able to give us the love that we needed or the time that we needed, and that creates a need, which you then take into the world, and you look for that need to be completed. So we need to look back in all our relationships. So I think what's important there is there needs to be that willingness to look inside. And Carl Jung said the only journey worth going on is the journey inside. So we need to take a bit of a long, hard look and say, what is it that I'm doing that's contributing to this relationship? What do I need to put my hand up for? Am I sometimes a little bit too reactive? Am I sometimes a little bit too passive-aggressive? Often I suggest people getting feedback from people that they trust. You know, how do you experience me when last night when you saw me talking to my partner, did you notice anything? So people that you trust to be able to give you some kind of feedback in terms of creating like mirrors around you so you're able to understand and make the necessary judgment and adjustments should it be necessary.
And Michelle, I'm wondering to what extent does therapy or any form of help, counseling, chatting to, or any work that is relevant in this instance, how necessary is it before entering the next relationship? And as you are going over Is there a need to have a retreat of sorts and pause so as to minimize, and I'm sure that you can't completely delete it, but minimize the possible impact to the next relationship?
Yeah, that's key, Thabo. I think there are so many of us that go from one relationship to the next relationship within a matter of weeks. At the worst case, it's days. And that we haven't given ourselves a chance to be able to really be sure what it is that we are feeling. All we want is that we want the hurt to stop. So I always recommend that we take some time in between relationships to do the necessary inward gazing. So, like, what happened, again, what was I responsible for? And therapy is really helpful in terms of that, where you get a neutral person who's able to ask you the right questions in order to for you to find the right answers inside of you. So it's about time, it's about being patient, it's about understanding that healing takes time, that you can't just go from a broken heart straight into, you know, throw yourself at the next person. It's going to be a disaster if you do that. And I see that a lot where, you know, people go from one relationship to the next.
I would love to hear from you if you are listening to us right now. My guest is Michelle Nodier, clinical psychologist and imago therapist specializing in relationships. We are speaking about traumas from the previous relationship, finding resonance in your current relationship, the pain and the hurt and all sorts of negativities that you felt in the previous relationship. Are you taking it out on your current partner? And if so, why? Are you even aware of that? Or are you on the receiving end of your partner's past hurts, wherein they were in a relationship that was not okay, and now they're taking out that pain on you, the trauma on you, and you're realizing that this person, I haven't given them any way or any privilege to act in this way, but they are doing it. I haven't opened the door, yet they're treating me this way. Could it come from their previous relationship? Could it be that in the past they're still holding on to some elements of the past? I'd love to hear from you. 011-883-0702. 011-883-0702. Alternatively, you can send a text message to 072-702-1702. 072-702-1702. Alternatively, you could also send a voice note to the very same number that I've just given you. But I'd rather we have a discussion about it whilst Michelle Nodier is still here to chat to us about these very sensitive issues. And at times we are afraid to speak to the people around us about these matters because we think that somehow they will know our intimate dark secrets and they will judge us and they will pass unnecessary judgment on our lives, and it's something that we wouldn't want to have. So feel free to speak to Michelle Nodier at this present moment, 011-883-0702. Michelle, once this happens, and I'm sure we can try to sort it out as partners, talk about it, but can this be a make it or a break it for a relationship? Can this really collapse a relationship that had great potential?
So in my opinion, absolutely. And the way I understand that, Thabo, is that when we go into a relationship without conscious awareness, when we kind of just going in and doing the same kind of things without questioning why we do certain things, and our partner's doing the same, and we just, and there's a really lovely term called projection in psychology that talks about projecting onto somebody else something that doesn't belong there. So because you've got a past injury from a previous partner, you then put that on your next partner and say, well, you just like, you know, the person I was with before. And somebody who's on the receiving end of that, that's not going to sit well with them. They're going to say, but that's not true. That's not me. You're not understanding me. But throughout our relationship experience, whatever happens, good, bad, ugly, and everything in between, it does change the lens that we look at our next partner with. So for a relationship to work, we need two people who are, A, willing to understand, learn, and grow for themselves, and being willing to work on the relationship together, because relationships take work. They don't just happen. Falling in love is easy. Staying in love is a whole different story.
And at times we think that when we put in the work, it now loses its beautiful feel about it. We feel that it shouldn't be work at all. Things should just be flowing as comfortably as possible. The minute I feel that I'm putting an effort, it means that I shouldn't be there. And Michelle, you're saying to us, it's actually work. Love is a verb. Yes, you feel it. Yes, there's a sensation about it. And there's a beautiful feeling, but in a relationship, to what extent can we extend our efforts where we then can say, I have put in an effort, but beyond this, it is way too much. Where do we draw the line between the work that you're talking about and overly pushing things that ought not to work to work?
Yeah, so there are two important things that you're saying there, Thabo. Absolutely. So the love, that's amazing. That's a romantic love. But no couple stays in romantic love. That does pass. And the next stage of relationship that everyone goes through is what we call the power struggle. And in the power struggle, we start meeting our partner's kind of not-so-good side, the part that we didn't really want to see. And then they start irritating us and frustrating us. And then it's kind of like, I thought you were this, but now I'm seeing that you're that, and I'm not sure if I really am that much in love with you. And that's when the work needs to happen. Now, in a good relationship, two people are committed to doing the work. And I often use the analogy of being in a boat. So there are two people in a boat. You each have an oar in the water. And both partners need to be doing the work. If one person's doing the work, they're going to burn out. They're going to get exhausted. And if they're only paddling on one side, they're going to go in circles. You also need to have oars going, you know, in the right direction. So if one person's oar is facing forward and the other one's facing backwards, you go around in circles or you don't go anywhere. So you need to have a partner who's willing to work with you, because relationships take two people. Any relationship is co-created. You need energy, you need work, you need intention, you need consciousness for a relationship to really reach the abundance that it was always designed for, because you don't have to stay in that power struggle. The next stage out of that is called real love. And in real love, the experience of love is very different, although similar to romantic love, but it's a much deeper love. That really is what and where we want to be in our lives, where we love our partners despite we've done the work, we've understood what it is that we do that triggers our partner, we understand why we get triggered, etc. And now you work at the next challenge, because there will always be challenges for as long as I say to my couples, they only have to continue doing the work until they die. I mean, it's only until they die. That's the reality of it.
And you know, I just wish there was a manuscript to it, because a whole lot of people are going through a lot in relationships right now. 011-883-0702, 011-883-0702. It's 29 minutes to 10 o'clock, and we are speaking to Michelle Nodier, clinical psychologist and Imago therapist specializing in relationships. And we've been asking a question about the past traumas that your partner was going through, or the past traumas that your partner inherited from the previous relationship. Now they are projecting them in your current relationship. How do you deal with it? How do you tell them that this is not okay? I'm a new person. Yes, you were hurt in the past, but give us a chance. Get rid of those things that you we're feeling in the past and give us a real chance. And that can be a make it or a break it for a relationship. So I'd love to hear from you about that. Before we say goodbye to you, Michelle, the work that has to go into a relationship, at times it needs people like you. At times it needs an outsider. Because you may have two headstrong individuals and who are unconsciously defending their territory, thinking that they're fighting for a relationship and maybe collapsing it based on the traumas that we've spoken about. How critical is it to have a third, I don't want to say neutral, but a third eye from outside, that or a third voice from outside that may help to put things into perspective?
So Thapo, for me, it's really incredibly valuable and almost essential. Because when I work with a couple, I'm not his therapist, I'm not her therapist. Actually, the client is the couple. So my role is to be able to help my couple get to work through their difficulties, to learn to appreciate and love each other again, so they can have a much better success at living, again, as I said, an abundant life. A lot of what I tell my clients, too, is that, you know, clients come in and she wants to tell me her story and make me believe her story. Then he says, no, 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 she's got it wrong. This is how it happened. And at that point, I often say, yes. Actually, you can be right. This is the question. I said, you can be right. If you want to be right, that's fine. But you have to make a choice. You can be right or you can be in relationship.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Because everyone wants to be right, right? But that brings about a new perspective.
Yeah, absolutely.
Michelle, I promise not to keep you for long. Your details for those who are interested in using your services, getting in touch post this discussion, because some may be a little bit shy to call in and raise their issues on air because their partners may be listening. How do people get hold of you? Website, perhaps email address?
Yes, I do have a website, Michelle Nordi. I also have my email address, which is M, maybe I can leave it with you, but I'll say it now, M for Michelle, F for Fiona, Nordi, N-A-U-D-E, 02@gmail.com. And then my work number, I'm actually based in Durban, is, it's actually a cell number, but it's 083-884-5900. I'd love to hear from you, whoever's out there.
Great stuff. Please repeat that number again, 083.
083-884-5900.
Thanks for sharing your pearls of wisdom with us, and I hope we'll chat again in the future.
Lovely. Thanks, Thabo.
Thank you so much, Michelle Nordi, clinical psychologist and imago therapist specializing in relationships.